Good morning. It's Monday morning. I think it's May the 9th. It is, in fact, May the 9th, 7:37 a.m., 2016. I'm walking. So, I got a new computer. I got the documents recovered from the old drive. One step forward, two steps back, or two steps forward, one step back. I have to get the software installed, and every time I turn around, there's another piece that I don't have. It's very tedious, very aggravating. Yesterday was an unfortunate day. I think I'm going to have to take another anti-inflammatory when I get home to get caught up with missing a day. I can't believe I didn't take my pills Saturday night. There was a lot going on here Saturday night. There was Friday night we had a concert down in Denver. Saturday night was the annual Thespian Society Awards potluck banquet, which went until relatively early, 9-ish. And then we came home, and because I was out of schedule, I forgot that I had to take my pills. So, terrible night. Very rough night. Couldn't sleep. Tossing and turning. Finally got up. Splitting headache. Every joint in my body aching. And it still didn't dawn on me until very much later, when I thought, this feels like I didn't take my pills. And I looked, and sure enough, I didn't take my pills. So, yeah. I still have a headache this morning. I'm still not quite up. But this is why you don't skip days, because otherwise it gets to be 2 or 3 days in a row. You don't walk. So I'm walking. I'm grumpy, but I'm walking. This week is an interesting week. It's the last week of real school. Next week is finals week. And the following week is graduation, I think. Or is it this week is finals week? I forget. This is also the week where I go down to Denver to do the masterclass on science fiction. So a full week. I have to work on that. I have to work on getting some notes together at least for that class. It's 2 hours and I can talk about science fiction for 2 hours. The question is whether or not it's a master class. I want to talk a little bit about tropes. I want to talk about how do you twist a trope? How do you take a trope and turn it on its head? How do you make a story recognizably science fictional? Recognizably fantasy. And still make it your own. And the answer is you have to read a lot. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You have to read a lot. You have to know what the tropes are. And you have to know how people are using them. I guess that's the thing. Because it's easy to go to, like, tvtropes.com and look up the tropes. Common science fiction tropes. And they were Adam and Eve. The I was their God. The lost in space, I suppose. I was thinking about this, the one where, you know, the intrepid traveler goes to a foreign planet, an alien planet, discovers a group of humanoids who immediately bow down and worship him, and they take him to their town square where there's a statue of him. This is a cliche. It's a trope, but it's also a cliche. It's been done pretty much to death. And just when you think nobody could do it ever again, Joss Whedon does Janestown, where he takes the idea of the statue in the town square and makes it his own. He makes it work. In large part because it doesn't depend on some sort of mystical connection, some sort of fantasy link between the worlds in order to make it work, in order to make it fly. Now, it could work. For example, it could work with time travel. So if, after visiting the village, the plucky explorer discovers time travel and goes back in time to that planet, to those villagers, to do whatever it was that caused them to raise him to the level of godhood. You got something. Well, if nothing else, you've got a time travel story, and that's one of the tropes. That's one of the, actually one of the sub-sub-subcats. Time travel has been around since at least Wells. So yeah, it's an interesting topic. It's interesting. How do you take something and bend it without breaking? You can't really break it. Because if you break it, then it's no longer that trope. And it doesn't necessarily work. So spaceships. What if you take spaceships, and instead of sending them out, you send them in? Journey to the center of the Earth comes to mind, but I think more along the lines of in the ocean. Okay, is this science fiction? There's no spaceship. It wouldn't be space opera. It would be science fiction adventure. Could you tell a story like that? And what would be the benefit of doing it under the sea as opposed to in the vacuum of space? I mean, there have been a lot of undersea science fiction stories. I'm trying to think of the one. There was a movie. I can't think of it now. But I mean, it goes back to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It goes back to, oh, what was that? What was that cheesy science fiction television show, Under the Sea? with the submarine. Oh, what was the name of that? Sea Hunt was Lloyd Bridges. That was very cool. Sea Hunt was far from science fiction. That was an old TV show, an adventure show like Sky King. What the heck was the name of that? It's gonna drive me crazy. Richard Base Hart. What the heck? Sequest? Oh, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, of course. Google, smartphones, search. It's not very interesting to hear me listen to me fight with the one finger at a time, but Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, of course. No, that was military. What if it was scientific? What if it was... was it the abyss? I think it was the abyss. And you stare into the abyss stares back, and it turns out to be an alien in the bottom of the ocean. How would that change things? How would that change society? How would it change the people who found it? How do you change a trope? How do you take a trope and make it something different? How do you take epic fantasy and turn the standard epic fantasy quest on its ear? Well, you change the age of the person, because it's almost always a young person. You change the trigger for magic from puberty to menopause. You play with it. You do something with it that still makes it recognizable, but you still do it your own way. You still make it something different. Solar sails, something different. They don't rely on... the only big power is the jump drive, the Burleson unit, the Burleson drive. But in order to do that, you have to know what they are. You have to know what they're doing. I mean, the reason Ishmael Wong came into being was because of space opera being just another synonym for military science fiction. We don't really need two categories of military science fiction. Now granted, a lot of the stories set in an interstellar civilization are military because that's really all people can think about in terms of conflict. Well, we'll have to have a war, because otherwise there are no stakes. There's no reason. As far as I'm concerned, it's bullshit. There's lots of reasons. It doesn't have to be war for it to be a reason. It doesn't have to be. There doesn't have to be stupidity and greed for there to be a reason. Although, there's a certain level of, because right now I'm thinking about Milk Run, because there is violence, or I'm anticipating that there will be violence. We've already had Purvis the Perv. Who was killed, maybe. There's a certain ambiguity there that I've fostered. It's like the story starts when the corpse is already on the floor. And that's by itself, that's a bit of a cliche. That's a bit of a, really? You're starting with a dead body? Yes I am. And then we're not going to solve the murder. Because generally you start with the body on the floor and it's the murder. We're not going there. It's picking up worms. Good morning. It's going to be a good day, I think.
Nice rain we had this morning.
No kidding. Yep, that's what he was doing. He's picking up worms, putting them back in the grass. Nice guy. Lives five doors up. He's usually is walking with his little buddy. He's a little short-legged dog, pugnacious little bugger. He's well behaved, but he walks like an 80-pound bulldog. Boom, 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 and he's about 4 inches tall. The dog, not the guy. The guy's bought my old swing set for $20 and he carried it away, which is what I needed for him to do. Anyway, so here's Monday. Monday down. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.